Okay, so I think we're going to about to see something really amazing. So I'm going to speak in English, and I think in the chat there are going to appear Hebrew words. And this is done entirely by the power of magic and the fact that you may remember Sagiv's intention included the word dana, and this is his great acts of generosity and sharing of his amazing wisdom that he's able to transfer these jumble of words that I'm going to say in English that barely make any sense into a beautiful Dharma expression. So, see what we can do. So it's been really lovely to hear your intentions and feel this retreat coming together. And I think it's always worth reflecting what an amazing gift this is that we can come and spend time on retreat, that we can practice together with people who share our values. And when we sat together and each person was sharing their own individual intentions earlier, and we could just feel such a resonance, very likely, with what each person was saying. It's kind of, you have to reflect, how often does that happen when you get together, 20 people, and they share what they want to do with their weekend? And you're like, yeah, I also want to develop that. I also want to tune into that. Yeah. It's just so wonderful. And we can kind of notice that in reflection to actually, how do most of us humans, yeah, this us, how do most of us humans live our life? Yeah. Just kind of taking a moment to reflect that most of the billions of us, maybe that's not at the forefront of our intentions, right? And the other side, even once you've set that intention, you are making that intention because you know it's actually quite hard to do those things. Yeah, those intentions mean so much for us because they're not easy. So I just want to share a little bit this evening about a principle I'm calling changing the default settings. So when you get an electronic device these days, yeah, it comes set up, it's ready to go. And because it's ready to go, you don't have to, do all the settings. Yeah, so they have a default settings. So we'd say like a human being also has default settings. Yeah, they come into the world and the Buddha says, oh, the default settings are greed, right? Get as much of the good stuff as you can before the game's over. Aversion, get rid of all the bad stuff, zap all the baddies, get rid of all of them. You don't have an unpleasant experience. And delusion, confusion, misunderstanding. Yeah. Don't pay any attention to the fact that nothing lasts. It's still worth getting all the good stuff and getting rid of all the bad stuff. Don't pay any attention to the fact that you might be causing a lot of stress and difficulty for yourself. Just keep getting all the good stuff and getting rid of all the bad stuff. And don't for a second doubt that you, as an entity, really exist and are really worth protecting and looking after in a very, very primary way. You're number one. Don't forget it. Now get back into the game and keep going. And these default settings are what the Buddha wants us to have a little look and see if we can find the settings panel and just turn some of those off. Yeah? So we can kind of look at ourselves, just like, wow, the human being, what a success story. Yeah, here we are on Zoom having a retreat. I mean, it's just amazing. The technology that allows us to keep practicing even when there's a global pandemic and we have to be more cautious, yeah, because we live in a very soft and vulnerable condition, yeah. And some of us would be really badly affected if we got this. Yeah, we see that. So it's probably time to change the way we play the game of life. Yeah, change our default settings that have been so good for the survival of this species, but have also managed to get us to quite a dangerous position, even in terms of actually continuing to survive on this delicate planet. Yeah. It's not just for our own well-being that we probably need to lessen the greed, yeah, so that there can be enough to go around for all of nature. Yeah, and it's not just for our own well-being that we need to lessen our aversiveness, how much we push away what's difficult to accept, what's different than us and different than what we expected. But the wonderful thing is the default settings aren't that difficult to change. Yeah, once you find them, just switch them on, off, adjust them, turn them up, turn them down. And the great thing is, and the Buddha shared this right from the beginning, he's like, I'm not selling you a path that's only good in the end and it's full of hardship all the way through. You know, he says, this is a path that's sweet in the beginning. The first time you change one of your default settings, you will say, oh, that feels good. Right? And it's going to switch back on again. The default settings, they get reset very, very quickly. Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm back being greedy. I was just really enjoying myself. And then I found myself, you know, going off into this fantasy about, oh, I'm going to get even more of this good stuff, which is fine. You can have more of the good stuff, but you don't get it through the craving, through the contraction, through the difficulty. Yeah. You've got to learn how to live that. So it's sweet in the beginning. It's sweet in the middle. And it's sweet in the end, this path of practice, yeah. And that, it's all based around this idea, we could say, changing the default settings. So the good news is, right, the default settings are not the only possibility, right? That's a core insight to remember. It also means that if we're having a difficult time, it's not our fault. It wasn't us who messed up. Yeah. So here's a good one. You ever sat down to, you know, follow your breath in a meditation, paying attention to the breath, and what you find is for 45 minutes, you're just sitting there thinking, your mind's going around, telling you stories, you're doing this and that. And then the bell rings and you think, oh, I suppose I better pay attention to this breath and then we'll be done. You know, so it's 45 minutes of sitting there thinking. Now, sometimes we might think, oh, I'm a real failure. I can't meditate. This is, you know, impossible for me. And I think it's helpful just to recognize, no, this is actually the default setting. And I just need to figure out, how can I change that a little earlier? Yeah. So it's not personal. It's not about me. But there is another possibility. And within that range of possibilities are exactly the things that you were sharing in your intention. Yeah, the sensitivity. Right? Sensitivity is not a default setting, but it's something we can bring in. Like in this moment, I can get more sensitive to my body, more sensitive to the feeling in the heart. Yeah. You can bring in more sensitivity. Some mentioned gratitude. Gratitude, immediately just start to notice things I'm grateful for. I'm grateful to be able to breathe. I'm grateful to be with friends and friendly people I don't know so well. And we can feel into that intention to make peace. Peace with this moment, peace with this body, peace with this situation. Maybe our default setting is to have quite a closed, protected heart. And we have that intention, some people shared, to open the heart as much as is possible. Yeah. Just invite the heart to feel able to open to something here. And so all of these things are possible, and some of them, some of what you're aiming for is really radical kindness, we might say metta, friendliness, warmth towards other things. And as you'll know, you know, metta can be really radical in its range, like who it heads towards. Not just people like me. You may have heard of this affinity bias. It means we tend to like people who are like us. Yeah. But we can also like people who are not like us. Yeah. And allow that to extend the range. And it wants to extend. It wants to extend. You just let it. So this protectedness is like holding something back that wants to extend, and there's a stress there. Let it extend for a bit, if you want. Also come through with more power, more transformation. Some people mentioned wanting some more clarity, getting present, seeing what's here. Getting clear about what's here, internally, externally. Also this quality of remembering to listen to life, to investigate maybe, bringing in that curiosity as well. That sense to really know, actually I don't know what this is really. We kind of slow down that speed. It's like, oh yeah, I know what that is, that's a tree, right, on we go, right. No, that's this emotion. Yeah, okay. Actually, what is it? What is it? How do I know it? Bringing that in is also this offering of kindness, in a sense. And coming back to that idea of peace, we can bring peace in. Sometimes we can be feeling we're having an experience and we suddenly realize we're bored. Oh, I'm really bored. And boredom is a great default setting. It flips on at certain times. Oh, there's not enough happening. Yeah. And we could say that's just like a negative description of peace. Yeah. Oh, there's not enough happening. There's nothing really going on. So what did you think peace was going to be like? You know, all fearful and agitating and full of these weird emotions. But no, it's just, that's the default setting for peace. So you've got to just get into it. Can you rest into the back of the body? Again, invite that opening of the heart here. Invite that sensitivity. Oh, this is what peace is like. So when we get the boredom experience, just see if you can move that setting across. Enjoy. Oh, it was just I wasn't enjoying it. That's why it didn't feel like peace. I was pushing it away. And as we're doing these practices, it's really worth remembering that one of the tricky default settings to move across is do not criticize yourself. Yeah. There's like, oh, I'm doing it wrong again. I've got the default setting on again. No, you're meant to have the default setting. That's how you were, evolved, designed, however you want to say it, It's like, oh, don't need to criticize myself for this. It's so easy to put ourselves down. And then once we've put ourselves down, we kind of lock ourselves out of the settings panel more and more. Yeah, you're just kind of, oh, no, it's because I'm actually genuinely rubbish. You know, I'm the one who was actually wired up wrong and nothing helps. And you weren't wired up wrong. This is just the default setting and we can change it. Because of this wonderful teaching and pattern of reality called dependent origination. You know, the very website where we're hosting this retreat notice board. Saying that everything is shaped. Everything is shaped by other things. So this experience, this default setting is shaped by other things. And so if you change that, it's going to change those other things. It's going to change the recipe that made this experience. And things aren't only shaped, they're also shaping other things. So you may notice that if you invite the body to relax as you're listening, you kind of listen in a different way. And if you listen in a different way, slowly thoughts, maybe they go a bit slower. And then you can relax more into the back of the body. And you might notice that the heart opens a little bit more. So all these things are connected. Everything is shaped. And everything's shaping other things. Quite amazing. And it's easy for us to miss that, because it's subtle. But what it means is things are not as fixed as they first seem. Yeah, the default view, the default setting is, oh, things are fixed. You've just got to be with things as they are. But we can actually make a real difference. And so think of this more as like an invitation to explore. I'm not telling you this is the way it is. Yeah, I'm saying this would be an interesting way of looking at it and see if that's helpful. I've been thinking recently that maybe the Buddha was saying, let's meet our experience and shape our experience. Let's meet our experience and shape our experience. So meeting the experience would be mindfulness. Oh, what's going on? Or as I think they used to say in, a translation of the Greek, kind of know thyself. Know thyself. Know yourself. Get to know yourself. What's going on here? We could say in this language, what's the default setting at work here? Oh, I'm pushing this thing away. Okay. Or I'm trying to pull this, I'm trying to make this experience last because I like it. Yeah. So, I'm meant to be at the breath, but I'm having this really good fantasy and I think I'm going to go back to the fantasy and I'll come back to the breath later. Yeah. It's like, oh, I noticed that. Just notice that. Interestingly, when we notice, things are already changing. Even when you notice, it's like more presence. You know, someone said, presence and awareness, their intention. Because when you're present, the path is easier. Yeah. I would even say the path is only possible when you're present. It's only possible. So first, we get present. This is what's going on. Then you've got options, you've got choices. You want to go with the default, or you want to start moving in the other direction. So we have mindfulness, and then we move from that into this meditation, bhavana, this word, which actually means cultivation. Do you think about what's a cultivation? Yeah, someone prepares the soil. So maybe we prepare the body, the location, everything. And then we plant seeds, right? And then we water them, and we encourage them to grow. So this cultivation, agriculture, so that's the same word, yeah? So meditation is a cultivation. And we just took that time to say, what are the intentional seeds you wish to grow? So helpful, such a beautiful way of beginning, and I'm really happy that Zaha guided us through it, you know, to mention our intentions. So we get to share with each other, what do you value? And peace, harmony, kindness, freedom. Curiosity, slowing down. You know, we can ask ourselves, beautiful, grand intentions, my values, what I live for, and what I want to dedicate this retreat to. But then there's this question, what would that look like? What would it look like just to have even a little bit more of that now? And what about bringing that in? Yeah. Because sometimes when we're doing our practice, we forget it's supposed to be sweet in the beginning. Yeah, we beat ourselves up so that we can get to the sweet at the end. So I'm going to be really hard on myself and punish myself because I'm going for peace. Yeah. So I'm going to criticize myself for every moment I'm not with the breath. Yeah, because I'm cultivating friendship. It's like, okay, good luck, right? So the idea here is embody the goal and the goal will walk towards you. Embody that friendliness. What would friendliness look like right now? What would friendliness look like right now? Because this experience is being shaped. You are one of the really important factors in shaping that, and it's your intentional seeds that you've planted, yeah, that are shaping how this experience unfolds. Yeah. So just once more, what's here? Now, no, it's likely a default setting, yeah? Particularly if we've been a little bit unconscious of what's happening in body, heart and mind. Maybe we're off in a story. Yeah? More than likely, it's switched back to a default setting. And so it's not something wrong with you. Like, this is how it's meant to be. But it's not the only possibility. We could relax a bit. We could slow down a notch. We could open out the doorway. Yeah, just a few degrees. Just open the doorway a crack. Ooh. Doorway of the heart, doorway of interest and curiosity. Yeah. And the freedom teachings, they are inviting us to engage in new and creative ways. So trust yourself to try something. But remember to taste every so often as you're going on. Yeah? It's like, oh, how is it now? If I lean back, how was that? Did that do anything? Or if I relax the shoulders? Oh my goodness, the shoulders were so high. What if I let out the belly? It's really good, starting through the body this way. Yeah. Through the retreat, we'll also introduce some metta practice, and then we have this different way of speaking, yeah, or offering away what we really love. And sometimes we get, again, we will get focused on the, you know, the lofty and distant freedom teachings. Oh, being really free, really free. This radical change. Yeah. And it might be radically different. But how do you think you get there? Step by step. How you get anywhere on a long journey. And someone shared, you know, this appropriate response. What this appropriate response is the next right step. So what are you going to do? It can feel like radical change is, oh, that must be so amazing, you know, so amazing. But even just knowing that right now there's a default setting happening and we can change it. I might say that's radical. That's actually radical. Yeah? Compared to not knowing that, not thinking about that, I think that's such a radical shift. But you could also say it's just a small progression, it's just a beginning of a journey. Yeah? You decide. Now that means something else really interesting. But we leave this one more or less hanging. But how you see this, this one simple teaching, it's radical. Oh, it's just a small progress. How can that be? How can we see it both ways? Because it depends on how you conceive of it. Depends on how you think about it in terms to how you perceive it. Yeah? How do you conceive of this? Is it radical or is it small and, yeah, it's okay? You're creating this. You're creating whether this is a key that unlocks an enormous door of freedom or, you know, I suppose it's something you could do some of the time. Yeah. But even if it's a small change, isn't it worth doing it to head in the right direction, to begin the journey? Yeah. And each time, step by step, just working in that same direction. The Buddha said, of goodness, yeah, about goodness, do not say it will not come to me. Drop by drop, the water pot is filled. Yeah. And our invitation, you know, when we find a spring out in nature and it's dripping there, and you've got a pot and you put it underneath, Yeah. Then you leave the pot there. And you come back later and you've got enough water to drink. In the same way in our practice, it demands of us that we have some sense of consistency. And so I think it's really skillful to do what I think Zara invited us to do before in the break. But she'll shake her head if she didn't do it. But even in the breaks, yeah, we can just maintain a background degree of mindfulness, yeah, so that we don't knock the big jug over and just spill all the nicely collected spring water on the floor, yeah. And sometimes I give the example that we do this meditation like we're blowing up a balloon. And at the end of the meditation, you've got this little balloon here of mindful presence or cultivated kindness or whatever it is that you've been growing, yeah? And then the bell rings and you just let go of the balloon and it flies off around the room. And then you come back in for the next sitting, you look around, where's that balloon gone? Pick it up, and then you start blowing it up again. So the idea is, slowly, slowly, we keep the progress going, but as pinching the end of the balloon gently, and we go off and we transition with that mindful presence into the walking practice, or as we're going to do in the moment, into the mealtime practice. I can eat with a little bit more mindfulness. And then when we come back from the sitting or event like that, we have that cultivated mindfulness with us. And we don't have to start from zero. And hopefully it's going to be a relaxed feeling as we carry it through. Yeah, it's not pressure. Yeah, concentration, relaxed. Not making a lot of effort, but just keeping it going. Because if we have that presence, everything is possible. And you may have noticed on the notice board, but we didn't advertise it beforehand, that we're calling this retreat Befriending Ourselves, Befriending the World. Yeah. What would it be like to be a friend to ourselves, to make friendship with ourselves? Yeah, and when we've got that mindfulness there and an understanding there are default settings that might lead us away from being able to do that easily, so how would it be as we go in a moment to feed this body? Could that be done with a sense of friendship? Yeah. As we notice what's happening in the mind and we don't criticize ourselves, don't judge ourselves. Just know this is an unfolding process. Yeah, we'll see that also then starts to shape how we sense the world through our senses. We can also be a friend to the world. Opening that range of possibility. Yeah. So I hope that this is a nice way to conceive of our retreat together. And I'll leave it at that. And we'll open out for more questions around these kinds of ideas and practices tomorrow morning after the meditation instructions. So if you have a question, keep it with you, keep it alive. You'll probably get the answer from yourself in the next few hours. But if it's still, you want to explore it a little bit more, really happy to hear about it tomorrow morning. So that's what I wanted to share for now. Maybe we'll just have a quiet minute together and then I'll ring the bell and we'll go to take our evening meal.